The Qingdao Summit marks the first meeting of SL members of the organization expanded membership. While addressing the summit, Chinese President Xi Jinping said since its founding 17 years ago, despite the changes of international landscape, the SCO has grown into an influential organization under the Shanghai spirit. Victoria Quagua, the World Bank Vice President for East Asia and Pacific, says the Shanghai spirit pursues win-win outcomes and avoids zero-sum games. Gao Fei, Assistant President of China's Foreign Affairs University, says the Shanghai spirit is the very pillar of the organization.
Shanghai spirit is a good reference for the world. In particular, our world today is faced with turbulences. Globalization still faces challenges. The building of an open world order with free trade is still impeded by protectionism. Under such circumstances, I think SCO provides a good solution for maintaining good relations between countries.
Surabh Gupta, senior researcher with the Institute for China-America Studies, further explained the Shanghai spirit that it coincides with the UN founding principles, advocating equal voices between large and small nations. Since China took over the rotating chair of the SCO in June last year, it has held over 160 activities to bridge communications between members. As the two new members of the SCO, India and Pakistan understand the essence of the Shanghai spirit. Swaraj Sain, a professor at India's Jawaharlal Nehru University, says the SCO eased India's tension with Pakistan and facilitated dialogues on issues including terrorism. The former special envoy of China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, Zafaruddin Mohammed, says the SCO framework allows cooperation between countries of different backgrounds.
We are so close to each other, but never had a chance to talk to each other in a long time. This year we met at the summit and considered how to strengthen cooperation in many new areas. This shows to the world that countries with different political systems from different cultural backgrounds can cooperate well under the principle of Shanghai spirit.
Speaking of the great challenges facing the world during Qingdao Summit, Xi Jinping elaborates new views on development, security, cooperation, civilization, and global governance. Deng Hao, Secretary General of China's National Research Center of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, says new views of Xi Jinping are a new development of the Shanghai spirit.
These five views is a new extension to the Shanghai spirit. It is also a summary of the successful experience of the SCO. I think it is very instrumental to further promote the Shanghai spirit in a new era. It also provides a guidance to building a community of shared future under the SCO framework.
The Qingdao Summit concluded with the signing of over 20 documents, including Qingdao Declaration, which clearly defined the community of shared future. Gao Fei with the China Foreign Affairs University explained the concept.
Nowadays, world countries are in a state of independence. Community of shared future is an important idea in China's major country diplomacy. To build such a community in detail needs to build a new type of international relations. Meanwhile, I think the SCO itself is a good model of building such a community.
The concept was also echoed by other organizations. Anima Mohammed, the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, says the world needs more than ever to build a peaceful, united and tolerating environment, an effort in which, she says, China can play a leading role. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.